Now, upstate, you mentioned your father, right? Upstate, the advent in general, let's speak about the advent in general. If your father became the whatever kill, whatever it may be, in Cincinnati, in the fall, whatever I'm doing, let's say, but it's a permanent problem, it was not by election, it was not just because people voted for him and so on, it was by the power of a divine authority. Because they recognize him as a great God and Torah. And the divine authority of Torah was the leading influence in Jewish life. And therefore those who had an influence in Jewish life were those who were accepted by almost intangible, almost dense. People have acknowledged the issue, the same way. Because not because of your popular rabbi, not because you were elected, not because you were appointed, but because people, Jews, accepted them as great Torah authority. And the Torah counted, this is divine law. And to them, they all of them draw the symbols of divine law, Torah law, but not human law, not just the man who elects it. And I've seen rabbis in my days in Europe, where the general appointment is to be called, you know, the rabbinos, they were elected and appointed, but as long as they were asked, and nobody respected them, because they felt they don't represent the Torah card. As to my book, for God, we didn't analyze, particularly in the first chapter, about theocracy and democracy. When I published my book, as a miniature publication, and it's not my major work, but it's a good book, compared to it. The first day, in every university, has acquired anybody who takes courses in Judaism. So, there's something there. I just want to tell you a story. It's a main story. This book I wrote in two installments. Twice when I was in the hospital. There's not a problem there. I did it once in 1943. When I became a president, I got sick. So I wrote one chapter, and I left it. I didn't open the chapter. I left it for more than 15 years. And you look at it, it's done. 15 years later, I was operated again. And I had enough time to review that chapter, and I finished it in Margate, in Atlantic City. And when I submitted that book for print, publication, they accepted the book, but I brought in touch with something which is correct. They said, call the book in this image, then call a democratic theocracy. You can use everybody. Nobody's going to buy the book. It's not going to sell. So I said, I didn't ask you for money, but I want that term to be used. If you don't have a democratic theocracy, I don't want that book to be published. And my main thesis there, in addition to the idea of the divine law, that our power comes from God, and the idea of sacredness of the individual, I'll tell you something, this is just between us, I'm not a reporter, I'm just talking between you and me. 2 weeks ago, I never give interviews, I make up my mind, I never give an interview to any newspaper, because always, whatever you write, with a story you need, I'm out of the press, forgive me. 4 weeks ago, the Pope came out with this decision about the overpopulation, the birth control, and so on. So I came to support the New York Times, a friend of the family, and I came to see him and said, look, I'm not going to do any publication. What is the Jewish point of view? I'm not passing shadows here. I want you to know that. This is not. And I answered him in the following manner. Is there any discussion in Talmud about it? Is there anything about Jewish law? Is Jewish law concerned you? I said, yes or no. In principle, I'm sure I'm correct. I'm not going to pass the shadows. Well, I read my book in Parliament, there are law in one place, to see myself if you kill, to destroy. It's a wages, you have to pay money to the state because they diminish the population. There's no such concept in the law. In the old days, we reward the population to diminish. Now, everybody's word, there's overpopulation. Everybody's concerned about it. Everybody gets taken, the Pope, they say, well, and this and that. But Jewish law is completely different. Else, it comes the sacredness of the individual. My answer is followed. Yes, I say this to the brother, you know? Everything there, touching not the subject matter, the subjects of the light, the shaman, the seal, all the rest, but it touched everything. The Mishnah said, Sakis, Sakis, Shleshin, Rashin, Shamsin, the Mishnah, right? Those who learn, the man who doesn't like the bomb, if you're out, you're the partner, so yes, I'm by sharing, right? The Nakis, then came the Nakis, oh, I'm not going to do this. Sages are not interested in the world population. That's God's business. This is not our problem. And our problem is not to worry about it because there are so many vicious and descendants and so many Nazis and so many warriors who will kill off the world anyhow. So by atomic bomb, they're all going to do this as we have seen in the last few years. But they were interested in the individual, your own family, your own wife. Your own partners here. That is, the sacredness of the individual is involved, not the concern for the sacredness of the power of the human race. That's God's business. But our business is being Obdom Lachavere, man to man, individual to individual. And that is my concept, my book in Sinage, that not only the divine law is being Obdom Lachavere, and being Obdom Lachavere, for Yemen. Lay signal. Diet cells and it's still with one human being to another. And that has been my concept. I said to you that I've written the first chapter, and this has been my mind. This book was not written overnight. I thought about for years and years, I would say since 1935. And what the this concept itself, the sacredness, the power of God. And since every individual is in the image of God, our concern is primarily with the individual. The non-Jewish world is always concerned with the world. So therefore they committed more murder, therefore they killed about 500 Jews, and everything else. They are not interested in the individual. They are interested in the world. Underpopulation, overpopulation. We are not concerned about it. This is God's business. Our business is being known much greater than known much more. And our relationship is an individual relationship, a sacred relationship, man to man, and man to God. Thank you.